Network Marketing 2.0, episode 047. For show notes and a free ticket to my $97 Network Marketing 2.0 recruiting workshop, go to networkmarketingtoolshow.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show. With Ola Abitagu, it's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro. On this episode, I want to talk to you about generating leads from network marketing magazines. Generating leads from a network marketing magazine. And I have some experience with this, and I wanted to share with you what my experience went like. And by the end of this episode, you'll have some good information to know if you should go after generating leads and more prospects for your business from a network marketing magazine. There are quite a few of them out there. There's the Home Business Magazine. There is the Success Magazine. There's the Home Advertiser. There's quite a few of them out there, and what you're going to find in most of those magazines, you may find one or two articles, maybe three, maybe up to five, I don't know. But most of the magazine is going to be other MLMers, other network marketers advertising their own deal, okay? There's nothing wrong with that, okay? More of what I want to share with you on this episode is how much it costs, okay? And is it cost effective for you? Is that the best use of your money? Okay. That's more of what I want to share with you today. So about a few years ago, we were doing mostly search engine optimization to generate our lead, generate traffic and leads for our business. You can find more information. We do have a free training on our blog. If you go to our blog at myempirepro.com, on the side, you'll see a category that says SEO for network marketers, and you can learn exactly how I do that on there for free. But anyway, we were using 100% free search engine optimization. It's not exactly free because we had to purchase tools to do many of these things, okay? And we were using that to generate most of the traction and the traffic and the success we were getting. At what point we realized that we had to get to a point that we have to scale up. We have to scale up the business, scale up the results we're getting from the business. And that made us start to look at other avenue of generating traffic and leads. See, if you're generating 100 clicks per day from Google for free, you just can't turn around and say, today I want 200. Because if you know 100 clicks per day is bringing you $1,000 per day, right? Why not generate 200 tomorrow if you could, right? So of course, the natural thing for a marketer and a business owner like you and I, the natural thing for us to do is to simply scale up. If you can get 100 leads and make $1,000, get 200 leads so you can make $20,000, right? Right? Does that make sense? No, let me repeat that. I just multiply by two. If you can generate 100 clicks to generate $1,000, you might as well just generate 200 clicks to generate $2,000, right? But scaling certain type of lead generation strategy is not possible. And one of them is search engine, at least not in short term. You can't just decide that tomorrow I want more, okay? Maybe you can scale up over time if you have that kind of patience, right? If you have that kind of attention span in the business, you probably can scale up over time. But that's not the case for many people. And that wasn't the case for us, definitely. So we decided that, you know, we wanted to scale up and, you know, wanted to start buying traffic, which is the fastest way to build your business. This is the closest thing to entrepreneurship because you're literally understanding the meaning of return on investment. You have to invest something first. Yes, you can invest time, but after time we invest time, there's so many other factors in our lives and we can't really scale that, okay? Because that involves you personally. So anyway, we decided to start buying some space in the network marketing magazine, and the first one we tried out was Home Business Advertiser, I think. And it cost around $600, around $600 to $700 or so to get a page, to lock in a whole page. And essentially, when people want to try something out, what they do is they just try it out. If it doesn't work the first time, they stop. And guess what we did? That's exactly what we did. That's a natural thing for most people to do. That's why I can't blame people when they try something once and it doesn't work. Although the real truth of the matter is that everything we've done successfully up to this point has been because we didn't just stop once. For example, this podcast you're listening to right now, we're on episode 047, right? Originally, this was recorded for 047. And we didn't stop at one or two or three. See, anything that's going to create substantial results, it's not going to just happen the first time you try it, okay? You're going to have to kind of be determined that it's going to work. You're going to see some obstacles, and you're going to be determined to overcome the obstacles. That's the way it's going to work in anything in life, okay? But anyway, we tried it, and the same rules apply in magazines, okay? If you advertise in magazine, $600, you probably expect to make some $600 back, hopefully, right? The only way that's going to happen is if you actually get a customer who actually paid a lot of money and joined something, and boom. But is that going to happen for every time you try it first time? No, it's not, okay? The average person that advertises in a magazine, it's not going to happen like that for them. And you can trust me on that, all right? So, and that's exactly what happened. We didn't make any sales. I think we generated 20 leads. Imagine if you do the math, you generate 20 leads from $600. That's about $30 per lead, okay? You can't do that too long. If you do that long enough, you can go broke and lose your shirt. If you do it long enough, you can actually make a whole lot of money depending on how deep your pocket is, right? So if you don't have a very deep pocket when it comes to marketing budget, it's not a very smart idea because it requires the same concept about everything in business. You have to do it more than once. And if you don't do it more than once, there's a very high chance that the first one is not going to bring the result. The way magazines work is this. When people receive them, they don't necessarily go through them. I receive them here all the time, ever since we became a customer of them for about two times or so, right? As a matter of fact, the guys who contact me from time to time, trying to get me to buy ad space in the magazine, but I'm telling you right now, from my experience, it depends on how deep your pocket is. And if you're going to do anything with a magazine, you only want to use it for branding purposes. In the short term, it's good for branding. In the long term, it can generate a lot of leads because you have to understand, like I was saying, people receive the magazine, they dump it on the table. They may not necessarily go through it for a while. But the more magazines you're featured in, the better. And the more you're seated on somebody's table, and you may be generating leads from it for years to come. But the question is, can you wait? Right? That's the real question. Do you want to wait around to start generating leads years from now after spending $600 multiplied by, I think they print about five times per year? That would be about, you're looking at about $3,000 right off the bat right there. So you don't know what you don't know. So what I would suggest is this. If you're going to try to generate leads from magazines, understand that it's a long-term thing, okay? It's not something you're going to just do one time and get this big fancy customer that paid you $50,000. 90-plus times of the time, it's not going to happen. 90-plus percent of the time, it's not going to happen. Does that make sense? So I want you to pay attention to that when you're deciding if you want to come in a magazine. Make sure that your budget can handle just consistent, throw the money at it. It's kind of like the same money that big companies will throw at advertising on a billboard on the highway. Who is looking at a billboard? Who is becoming a customer from a billboard? Probably not a lot of people, but it's good for branding, okay? Big companies advertise on there for a reason. It's good for reminder, okay? But there's something called the big mega banner blindness, and that's what's going to happen with most of this type of advertising, including network marketing magazines, okay? It's no different. So that's my insight on using Network Marketing Magazine to generate leads. If you have that kind of pocket, sure, go for it. If not, save your money. All right. I will see you on the next episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will definitely see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next 2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.